Welcome to Everdome!
What'd you do?
Oh, not the pitcher.
Should we run it back?
No. Number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee, Corbin Leonard, and I am Toe Diggs.
Adam Amy Toe.
Seconds before the show came on, I knocked that over. That's Bubblegum Pino's Canadian Station's Beer and Wonder. Wide.
Good day, everybody.
Fucking seven dick, huh?
Seven fucking dick. I was told United was back.
I was told.
Liverpool, Liverpool.
Good win for the lads. Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude? Pretty good.
Otter.
What's up, Tony?
Tell me about your stupid cash out.
Oh, man. Okay, so I bet golf to take cash outs on Sundays. So Rory McIlroy, he was very far behind. I had a cash out, I put $100 on him to win. I had a cash out option of like 26 fucking bucks. I took it, he ends up flying back, gets second place. So I would have cashed out.
You would have lost after. Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah, I could have actually cashed out for at least a profit. But
our Canadian friend was also on Roars on Sunday.
Dude, that was the last fucking deposit boy Monday morning. That was the last I had in the account. I got rocked this week.
I had Scooty Scheffler with 8 holes left to save my weekend. He did not.
Yep, I had Scotty and Jordan. And I figured between, you know, basically the three of us that somebody had to win.
Yeah, as he hit that one OB, I thought he was cooked, though.
Oh, like a
triple bogey.
The triple, I thought that was just going to be the end of the day. But so
I don't know if PGA Tour Research has tweeted it out yet, but that has to be the first guy to win with a triple bogey in years.
He did it the day before, too, right?
Yeah, it would have to be. Sunday was awesome as far as golf betting. Golf betting.
Do you prefer that sort of crowded leaderboard where the course kind of wins over like a players birdieing?
I like players birdieing. Like if some of those putts would have went in, that would have been I think better as a watch and more exhilarating. But I do like the crowded leaderboard because it gives you like you kind of get it. Sunday you kind of got a chance to feel out the first nine, feel out everyone's first nine. And then kind of, they were all still good value on everybody. Because, like, I thought Rory's had the best chance because he had the low score for the day. So I was like, okay, Rory's feeling it. Rory was -2. Jordan was playing well that day. But Jordan had only hit, like, I think it was, like, 4 of 9 greens and regs.
He hurt his back also.
I thought he was done for a second.
That's why I didn't take Jordan, like, because –
I took Rory before they teed off at +1100.
Yeah, so that would have been awesome.
And then he started slow, then got hot.
He was slow because he was +2 to start.
Yeah,
and then he was -2 on the day, and then he got cool again, and then had the chance at the end.
I thought he was going to hit that putt. I mean, the announcers had me believing that putt was a fucking lock, dude. They were gassed to have that putt for 10
minutes. None of those putts were locks. Yeah. Scoot almost made one on 17, which would have been awesome, and then 18, he fell apart. That was good. That was awesome going into Players Week.
All the big names, too, which was sweet.
Yeah. We'll have Tour Junkies on Wednesday to talk a little bit of players. Yeah, boys are back. So that'll be fun.
No Cam Smith is a bummer.
It is, isn't it?
He's going to go watch, he said.
Oh, that's cool, I guess.
He's going to be standing there.
If he's allowed in, he said. He doesn't know if he'll be allowed in.
I mean, no Cam Smith is a bummer, but that was his decision.
So just from – this is just absolute Mark here from watching Full Swing. So he's the best player that went to live, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now.
Him and Deej.
Okay.
And then probably Joaquin Neiman, but he's not in there. Say he's a step down.
He's not like competing at the top. Like
I do miss some of the characters on the tour though.
Like
I'm fucking blanking on this guy's name, but Ian Poulter? Yeah, I love Ian Poulter.
Yeah,
I loved him before the Netflix show, and then I love him.
I don't even know if he would have been in. Yeah, because you don't have to be top 50 to play in the playoffs.
I miss Koepka probably the most, showing flashes, being all like major dominant. Yeah, I guess he'll
after
be
watching
back for
full
the majors.
Swing. I don't.
Yeah,
yeah, but he
doesn't feel like he's winning anything anytime.
He was
soon.
Still.
He was tied for the lead when. At Waste Management last year when...
Yeah, but he was still injured when they shot that, and then he won the matchup tournament in Dallas like maybe like 2 weeks after that episode was shot.
I know, but you heard the way he was talking.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he won. Like,
Correct. No, I get it.
And was showing flashes.
All right, so we'll do that. We got golf this week, so that'll be fun. Basically the fifth major. Players is awesome. 17th green, TPC. Everybody knows that. College basketball is really heating up. Power Five tournaments start this week, correct? What, Tuesday?
Yeah, in Chicago, Big Ten in Chicago this year.
Tuesday-ish.
There's a game in Indy tonight. Cleveland State tonight.
Is that who it is?
Youngstown. Thanks. Youngstown State.
Penns are in town?
You guys should get out to that.
Mid, I think, will be there.
It's at the Farmers Coliseum.
I'd fucking be there.
Dude, no. Butler Farmers Coliseum is fucking awesome. Butler's not. The Farmers Coliseum is fucking awesome. I went to a WWE event there. Saw fucking Randy Orton RKO somebody when I was a senior in high school.
That's awesome. Butler actually has one of the most famous arenas in all of college basketball. Hinkle,
that one's that's awesome.
Up there with Rose Throw, which snatched some souls this Saturday or Sunday. Saturday, right?
What did?
That was Saturday.
What?
Rose Hill snatched some more souls.
Oh yeah, the boys. Yeah, like it.
I mean, the Bronx was just running through Pittsburgh like it was the 80s. Well,
they were in the Bronx, so that's not even possible.
Hey, I mean, there's never been a
listen
a group of Italian dads.
The boys,
from Pittsburgh going,
the boys are
going
preparing.
To the, Bronx
the boys
for
are preparing
how did this
for the
not, how did this game not get brought up?
We did. The boys are preparing for an A10 tournament. Let's not worry about
it. Yeah, well,
didn't you guys lose like the third seat because you guys just lost them?
No. Yeah, yeah, no double bye for you, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
See in the quarterfinals.
Guess
you
what?
Hope
the double bye just provides rust. You don't need a double bye.
Okay?
Oh no!
College basketball. We have.
I hope that the Dukes make it for the rematch. That'll be fun.
Oh, they'll be there. They'll be in. I mean, they're winning.
I don't
the
know.
A-10. They're winning the A-10.
St. Joe's might get the job.
Oh,
have to beat a team twice. You know what they said.
Okay, yes, it is.
Barclays though, second home.
For sure. Is that where the A-10 tournament is?
Yes, sir. No, okay. Nobody goes.
So we got, all that this week. Selection Sunday this week. And then it starts. NBA is going on still.
Champs League this week.
Wild news. Champs League Tuesday, Wednesday. NHL still going. I think we're good. I mean, it's a good time to be live. NFL draft just ended. A lot of stuff.
Just ended.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Combine just ended. A lot of stuff happened. Nothing betting wise really changed at all. Bryce Young still a favorite. Stroud still a second favorite.
Richardson jumped to plus 450 like during the Saturday for like
he's come back down.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Obviously his odds jumped the most this weekend. But as far as bets that are out and already on the books, nothing really changed. I'm sure like. His over-under, though, changed a fuck ton this weekend, but the number wasn't out yet. It probably went from like 24 to fucking 10.
Five. It's probably 7. It's probably 7.5.
Good. I actually forgot until the graphic came up on the show today that the Dolphins forfeited a pick because Tom Brady sat on a boat.
Yeah. Well,
I couldn't figure out.
You shouldn't have been doing that.
Today, yeah. I was wondering why that happened.
Well, it's cool. It's cool because the Steelers now have the 31st pick instead of the 32nd because they traded Chase Claypool for a first-round pick.
That was a fucking
deal. Boom! That'll be fun.
It's going to be awesome when the Jets end up with fucking nobody, dude.
That'll be a thing. That'll definitely be a thing. I'd be shocked if they got nobody.
I think they'll probably... Who do you think right now?
Jimmith.
Yeah, but I mean, remeet with
Salah. Oh.
Salah. What would the Dolphins do? Like
James Rodgers, James Winston needs a new home.
If Rodgers wanted to go to Miami, what the Finns would have to entertain?
Yeah, they're not even giving the guy the fifth year option. They'd definitely entertain it.
Yeah,
Also, shout out to Derek Carr for probably getting Daniel Jones's agents maybe off the whole $45 million thing.
What do you mean?
Just Derek Carr taking 37.5 yeah. probably.
I don't
tempers.
This whole, he's been paid before though, Bruce.
This yeah, whole Dan Jones obviously contracting, like if he gets $40 million, he's the 10th highest pick.
I think Dimes has him though, because if they franchise Dimes, then they lose Saquon. Correct.
The trajectories the trajectory of Daniel Jones' career after last year compared to what Derek Carr did last year, I think he for sure should get 45. Derek Carr's getting 37.
Dude, 45 is absurd for Daniel Jones.
But I understand, by the time the contract's over, it won't be. He'll be like the 20th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's really not that bad.
If he gets 40, he's the 10th highest paid quarterback. 45, I'm not sure, but like, he's behind. Okay, I don't want to go into Kyler versus Dan Jones and what Kyler got paid and all that.
Dimes has the Giants right now because of Saquon.
Ask about the balls.
No, because I don't know.
You'd let Saquon walk?
Like, I think you tag.
Is there a free agent quarterback you'd rather have over Danny Dimes?
No,
exactly.
Is there someone that you would even want to draft over Danny?
But Dimes? You also have to think, what does Dimes get paid on the open market? It's not close to 45.
If Derek Carr got 37, I think Dimes is getting 40.
Probably around 40.
At least 40.
I still think you tag him. Try to sign Saquon. Losing Saquon obviously would suck, but it is obviously a little bit more of a kind of replaceable department.
I think they're so good together, though, Bruce.
No, I agree.
Like, that's a fucking kick in the dick.
Moving forward.
Have to draft, like, Bijan or something.
He looked good. Moving forward, what is UFC Boost is now 174-0?
Yeah.
Clap. Never lost.
174 now. Just take it. Did you guys bet? Did UFC fucking experts bet this weekend? How'd you do?
How do you think I'm eating, Tony?
Oh, I tried to dive in the waters. It wasn't pretty.
I took every underdog on the main card. Pretty fun strategy for
now. I saw that Jeff Neal guy say he was going to ruin parlays, and I thought he'd be a good bet at +390. It turned out, the guy who's fighting was undefeated from Kazakhstan and had a tail on
his
head.
That guy's a dog.
That guy's neck, bro. He was getting those punches.
I saw him. I was such those a casual. Those punches
were hurting the guy's hand more casual. Than his face.
Okay. Let's do tonight. Let's do today.
There we go.
Let's jump into it. Let's start with Sibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibib mean, decent slate because we were in conference tournaments. I will... You know what, lad? Why don't you start?
All right. Give me the Raisin Cajuns money line versus South Alabama.
Okay.
I'll take Youngstown State money line versus Northern Kentucky. Weber State money line versus Sacramento State. And give me the San Francisco Dons getting 14.5 versus Gonzaga.
Okay.
I don't, that Cleveland State Milwaukee game, I hate going against Cleveland State, but Milwaukee getting 2.5 seems pretty nice.
All right. I am, just want to make sure I'm getting the lines right.
What's that ball on the wall? That thing's sweet.
Fuck
it. New?
Pittsburgh, sweet.
Pittsburgh Steelers. It lights up too. Can't tell right now. I went up this weekend. My wife got it for me for Christmas, and I finally got to put it up.
That's sweet.
Thank you. Hofstra, I'm going to lay the 6.5 against UNCW. Did you say you were on the Cajuns?
Yeah.
Oh. It's a duel, my friend.
You're South Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know why exactly. Hmm. I might have forced this one. To be honest, you know I fucking love Montana. I'm going to lay the 4.5 there. I'm going to lay the, what is it? See, make sure it's still, is St. Mary's still 6.5?
Yep.
They are?
Yep.
I'm going to lay it with St. Mary's 6.5. And then finally, I am going to lay 3.5 with San Diego, or South Dakota. Sorry. Ooh. South Dakota State versus North Dakota State. You got anything for Bruce?
What say you, Bruce?
Yeah, give me the Louisiana Lafayette siding with Gumpy.
Yeah, that's probably the word
in that duel. And then you said you like Youngstown State, right, Gump?
Yeah, I think Northern Kentucky runs out of their little miracle run from yesterday. They hit a deep shot to win it. So I think Youngstown State gets them.
Yeah, I'll join you there as well.
Okay.
Let's go. I got one. We're putting together a parlay here. We got Montana money line and Weber State money line. Let's fucking go. That's plus 155.
All right, let's fucking
bang,
go.
Bang, bang.
Fucking go.
Tonight, NBA.
Yes. Tough slate. Tough slate tonight, boys.
Yeah, not like a super, super easy slate. I'm going to have one play. Team that is very, 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 very good on their home court. I'm going to take Denver Nuggets. And I'm going to lay the 6.5 unless it's moved.
22-10-1 at the spread at home.
Yeah, pretty good. Raptors have been playing decent as of late. But Nuggets, and it's now down to 6, which should that worry me? Nah.
Nah, screw it.
I'll take the Nuggets minus 6 at home against the Raptors. Powell, what do you got?
I'm out, my friend. I got nothing.
Tough slate. Bruisey Bruce.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was looking at it late last night. I thought I'd wake up to some. I don't hate the Celtics getting as many points as they are on a back-to-back.
Yeah, what is that, 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotten a bit out of hand.
They have not been good at covering the spread as of late. I like Cleveland. Is Donovan Mitchell
7.5
Is Donovan Mitchell playing?
Yeah.
He must be.
He's in the lineup.
Okay.
That just feels like it's gone too far. Tatum and Horford are out, but Brown's still in. Brogdon and Time Lord going? Yeah, they didn't play last night. I imagine they're in tonight. Fuck it. Give me the Celtics. 7.5 is too much.
Actually, now that I'm looking at it, and I almost took the Kings earlier. I'm also going to do a Nuggets and Kings. They're both minus 6. I'm going to do a money line parlay with them. Even money, plus 105.
8. Celtics are at 8. Give me the 8.
Actually, let me make sure De'Aaron Fox is playing.
Yeah, that's a lot of points for the C's. I agree.
I guess double
that now.
Last night, this is the thing that I hate, man. Everyone bitches about time management, and then Quigley plays fucking 50 minutes, and they're up Thibodeau's ass because he played too much. Like, what? Oh,
no one's up his ass for playing him too much.
You didn't see that?
Who was? Yeah,
I didn't see.
You didn't see the interview
with Thibodeau? Oh, like the reporter after the game.
Like, ask him the question. He's like, what are you, the menace police?
Yeah, I mean, it is ironic because Knicks fans have been shitting on Thibodeau forever for not letting Quickly play. And then, boom, 50 minutes. Let's fucking go.
Where's the tarp, Bruce?
It's at the crib, bro. I almost brought it. I slept in it last night.
Why was it?
It's at the crib,
chilly,
bro.
Chilly in your apartment, or...?
Yeah, it's actually funny. I was trying to get a job at an ice rink as a Zamboni driver.
Yeah, and
there was a hiring freeze, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Skates.
Well done.
Hey, I got to throw my NBA.
Yeah, we.
Oh yeah, my bad.
I actually threw my NBA too. I've given out no picks, actually. Let me shoehorn a couple in here. We're going to take Portland here. They're going into Detroit. Detroit is fucking awful. They're losing games by 10-plus every time. So minus five and a half, I feel comfortable laying that. We got Philly coming into Indy. Tyrese Haliburton is questionable right now. If he's not playing, I'm going to probably stay away. But right now, you can get Indy at plus the 7. I like that. I'm going to also be on Denver minus the 6.5 with Toronto coming in. And Sacramento has been super hot, and the Pelicans have been very, very, very cold. Very true. So I'm taking the Sacramento Kings at minus 6.
All right. You want to do the money line parlay with me on those two?
Oh, yeah, I'll hop on that too.
Thanks, Mitt.
Hell yeah.
I too actually am on the Pacers plus the 7.5. Hopefully Haliburton goes, and then the Nuggets minus 6. Player prop wise though, so Damian Lillard obviously has been.
Oh, by the way, the under.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He hit that hit.
Oh, it wasn't even close. He only scored like 24
or something.
Yeah, so he has cooled off a bit. Last night he went
38.
He went 4 of 16 from 3. And still dropped 41. Tonight, I like his over 4.5 threes, minus 150 to get back on track. So I hit that one pretty hard. And then I also just threw a Joel Embiid 30-plus, Lillard 35-plus parlay, plus 130.
Okay. Nicky Skates, everybody.
Yeah.
Icy cum.
I mean, it was a great intro, and then we trampled all over it, and then you, like, you just didn't need to do the intro yet. Why don't you just wait to do the intro?
Well, I forgot.
I missed that part. Sorry, Bruce. I teed it up.
I was teed up. Not realizing that Bruce and Mitt didn't give their NBA picks.
I was teed up. It was shit or get off the pot. I sit here the first 5 minutes of the show some days just going through ice puns.
No, I respect it. Thank you. It was Tony's fault. I should have known.
Speaking of, this drink's icy cold with this Gronk.
No, we're not.
Tonight. Good NHL.
What the hell is going on?
Good NHL night tonight. Maybe.
Yeah. It's an okay night. There's a couple games, a couple picks. San Jose, Winnipeg, I got nothing.
Okay. Why would you?
I mean, well, I like the Jets at home, but they've been playing so badly.
I mean, is it because
they got Chronicles of Riddick in net tonight, too?
Yeah, no.
Is it because it's the most beautiful city in
Canadian
Canada?
City?
Yeah. Winter pegs on a schneid, my friend. It ain't pretty out there.
Speaking of beautiful Canadian cities, the Oilers are going to the Sabres, one of the more beautiful American cities, Buffalo.
Yeah, both these teams playing pretty well lately. Edmonton, much better road team than they are at home. Same can be said for Buffalo. For that reason, and Connor McDavid's dominance lately, I will go with the Oilers. 18-10-3 on the road this year. Buffalo, 6-4 in their last 10. They've been putting it together a little bit, but also better on the road than they are at home. At home, they're only 13-16-2. So
they fucked me against the Blue Jackets last week.
Also, the Sabres can score. The Coilers can score. If it turns into a track meet shootout type of game, I like the Oilers to come out on top of that one.
Yeah, Oilers hot as a pistol.
Can we take a timeout, please?
Oh, I got you.
Mate, will you please show the court outside right now?
There's groundwork being laid out there.
Oh, does that look like the fucking...
We're going to have
pickleball court lines going on, or...
Oh, they're making the kitchen right now.
The blue painter's tape is the superior to the green.
Yes, agreed.
You should see.
Now, I can't tell if this is Thunderdome lines or is this actual pickleball lines. It looks like Thunderdome lines.
Well, no, it looks like they're doing real pickleball lines because Zeet's putting together the bigger net.
Okay. Well, yeah, ish. There is no measuring tape in sight. They are clearly.
Yeah, okay.
Is that a yardstick? Is that a yardstick?
Well, during Hammer Down, we will start live betting on guys playing pickleball out in the office.
Thank God that I'm cutting these cameras because I would not want to be fucking playing.
Okay.
I was just thinking of my live line. Well, I would have to get plus 9.5.
Calgary is at Dallas.
Yeah. Calgary dropped 5 straight. Bottom seems to be falling out there. Meanwhile, the Stars, after a little bit of a schneid, have figured it out. 3-game winning streak, 4-0-1 in their last 5. Give me Dallas at home.
Ooh. Yeah, we're fucking back, baby, atop the Western Conference. Texas hockey money line.
Max Domi was a great pickup for them. Woo! Robo scored the other night, and they absolutely pounded the Avalanche.
Murdered the Avalanche.
Start to finish.
Okay. No shocker here. Damn it. No shocker here. Your fucking same game parlay of the night. Sends it Blackhawks.
Woo!
I got nothing. I mean, what are we doing?
Fucking nailed it.
It's the worst game of the night every time.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Because they got to find. I bet you I know why.
Why?
Because they're trying to get people to bet. Because no one will be on that game. That's true. It's not a same game parlay.
And maybe it makes for like the most fortuitous lines.
Maybe. But we're not taking anything from that, right?
No.
What about
Ottawa's hot lately? They've won like 5 in a row, but there's nothing for me there.
Hey, you!
Yeah.
Did you go to the fucking Cougars game Saturday or what?
No, my fucking boy bailed on me Saturday morning.
Morency bailed?
Fucking scumbag.
it was a banger, too, dude. Fucking.
What about the White?
Cougars won 4-1 against the Leafs. It was electric.
What about the Whitecaps game?
Yeah, but I think that was canceled. The Rugby Sevens were there on. Saturday.
How about tonight? Are we doing anything in the Cougars land?
Gumpy, am I crazy for wanting the Cougars in this?
The only issue is our sweet, sweet Slovis is in net. It's not Demko.
Slobodan.
Cougars are playing good hockey right now. Cougars money line for sure.
Yeah, I'll still take it. Nashville sold the deadline. Not much to play for there. Give me the Cougars.
Where did our sweet, sweet Slobodan transfer to? Does anybody remember off the top of their head?
Slobodan Jovanovic?
Yeah. What?
Didn't he go to BYU?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Bingo. That is right. I knew it was Pac-12. I was cracking my brain.
Pac-12 is not Pac-12.
Not Pac-12, but you get it.
Yeah.
The West.
You get it.
You know he was
plays Utah.
Last game of the night. Cops are at the Kings.
I wasn't going to touch it, but now I'm thinking about Ovi last night sitting at the Lakers game throwing 20 zins in his mouth at once. Oh,
I didn't see that.
20?
Were they sixes or threes?
How do you get
20? It's Ovi, dude. They're probably 12s. They're probably some Russian zins.
Yeah, those were snooze for sure.
No, I didn't have a play on this one. I don't know about you, Gumpy, but...
How do you get 20 in?
Yeah, I'm out.
Guy's been packing fucking half cans for his entire life. Okay?
Throws them back in. Holy fuck.
I can't waste them.
Today was a good show.
Hey, how?
Good luck.
Hold on, Skates. How do we feel about a McDavid Tage? Both to score.
Yeah, I love it.
That feels like a blast.
What are the odds? What is it?
It does feel like a blast, doesn't it?
+270.
Fucking bear shit in the woods, Bruce.
Great. Yeah, does the Pope shit?
Has Tiger been as hot lately?
He had a couple points the other night.
Dude, Tage stays hot.
He's got 42 goals on the season, I believe. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Fucking good.
All right, thank you, Nikki Skates.
All right, boys.
How did fucking trade day work out?
Trade A worked out. Damian Lillard did not have the most.
Oh, okay. Who did? We don't know.
Not Klay Thompson.
Tell you what, I watched a good bit of Mavs Suns yesterday.
That was a good game.
Five star, get the best line you can.
Dude, that was fucking horseshit.
They lost like
fucking three and a half
flash
hours.
Flash drive, five star.
I was so fucking mad. And the Lakers flash fucking drive. Won.
All right, I enjoyed that. We're just going to get out of here on that. There is a boost tonight. Trae Young and Jimmy B. Butler to combine for 55 is +300. To be honest, I'm not confident.
Just Champs League tomorrow, Tony.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
I like Dortmund double chance.
Fuck yeah.
But the worry here is if the game's tied and it goes to extra time, I don't love it. So Dortmund's up 1-0. They go to Chelsea.
Where's
to qualify for the next round, -144.
Okay.
And then also a sprinkle on Dortmund money line at +310 in 90, which is an absurd number for
I fucking love that. Reina's going to fucking slot
so
one.
So they're only -150 to advance with the 1-0 aggregate?
Yeah, because I don't know why. Chelsea's been playing like dog shit. They beat Leeds on the weekend, first win in forever. But Dortmund's top of Bundesliga right now, playing very, very well, Bruce.
Love it.
Okay. I fucking love it.
I don't got anything Benfica Club Bruges, but big one for Spurs on Wednesday, boys.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we need to stop with like they're back and then... They're not.
That might. That's kind of
like just because Skippy McGee nails an absolute clapper from like 60 yards away.
Talking about Sonny?
No, I'm talking about Olivier Skip.
I mean, Spurs to qualify for next round at +116 when they're only down one. I mean,
they won't.
All right.
They won't.
We'll talk about
players. Carlson.
We'll talk about that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Big week this week. A lot of gambling.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna do our best.
It's also I'm starting to get a little pony itch, a little pony fever. Yeah, so stay tuned.
Kentucky Derby's coming up.
Kinda, yeah. Qualifiers.
First week of May.
The qualifiers are going every Saturday.
No, I know. I wasn't being sarcastic. All right, good luck.
I'm like, Sean, God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!